You were holding Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in the middle of the Gemara. Gufa, just before we learned that Omar Rav, Huna Omar Rav, if Huna said over the name of Rav, the Chiddush of Mai Mitzloshtan. That means if somebody says, Mona Li Biyotcha, Ruvain tells Shimon, listen, you owe me $100. So instead of giving it back to me, Tanula Leplaini, I want you to give it to my friend, the third person. So and all three people are there, but Mai Mitzloshtan, all three people are there is Kona. A new halacha. Even though they don't make any ma'aseh kinyan, the fact that Reuven tells Shimon, listen, instead of giving the money to me, give it over to Levi, it's as if Levi already acquired the money, now Shimon owes it to Levi. Omar Rabba, so Rabba says, Mistavri Milsa the Rav, you know when a Svara Rav is, Bipikodin. Only when Reuven gave over something to Shimon to watch for him. He gave him a watch, he gave him a pot, he gave him something to watch, a Bipikodin. So then, since the chayfetz is ben is right here, if I now say give it over to Levi, so the pikod and the chayfetz goes over to Levi. Alvo b'mil v'loy, but it's time I lent you money, and now I'm telling you instead of that money giving it back to me, give it over to him. That's no good because the money is not around right now. The money is not here. Alvo b'mil v'loy. B'mil v'loy means when I lent you the money. So money is like so nitnu. You have a right to do whatever you want with the money. Eventually you pay it back to me. But that money is not here anymore. So since the money is not around, it's only a chayv, like you have a chayv to pay me back, that I can't give over to somebody else. But the Gemara says, not like that, but lekim, mashmi, you made a promise back, no. But lekim, Omar Rav, he knew for sure that Rav said, afilu b'milva. That Rav says, no, even by a milva. Even if it started out that Reuven lent Shimon $100. And a week later, when Shimon owes the money to Reuven, Reuven tells Shimon, that money that you owe me, instead of giving it to me, give it over to Levi, it's also chal. Anit Manam, we learned like this also, that Omar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi, that Malvali Biyotcha, if somebody says, listen, you owe me $100, Tanula Leploni B'mayim Mitzloshtan, I want you to give that money that you owe me, don't give it to me, but instead, I want you to give it over to a third person, to Levi, Kona. That the maestri is that he is kind of. The time of my, what's the reason? Now the question is why? Why is there such a kinyan? The money is not around right now. So why is there such a kinyan? The time of my. Like nobody's making any maestri kinyan here. So how does it work? Just by talking, I can never say I want to give something to you. No matter how much money is involved, if I say I want to give it over to you, nothing takes place. By kinyon, and we know you always have to do a maisa kinyon. You have to make meshicha, you have to make hagbor, or nesina sakesev. Good, there's a machlekes achreinim. Why? Some say that's the halach of kinyonim. You need a maisa. It has to be done through an action of a kinyon. I think the briskers learn not like that. That really the ikar of a kinyon always is your das. As long as you have in mind to give it over, really that's enough. Just if you don't do an action, we don't see you really mean it. We're always afraid maybe the guy's just joking around. When you do an action, then we see you really mean business, then the kinyan is chal. But some learn that all always it's the smichas das, that you have in mind to give it over, that's really what makes the kinyan take place. Just usually we're afraid he's joking, so you have to do an action. But over here there's no action, I'm just talking and saying, I want you now, instead of giving the money to me, give it over to a third person, where's the kinyan? The first thing Mar wanted to say, Yom Ramayim, Nasis, as if, Koyim Aloy B'Shas Matin Mois, that when Reuven first gave over these $100 to Shimon, so right then, Shimon owes the money back to Reuven. It's as if they spoke out right then, and Reuven told Shimon, that Shibadnu L'chol L'didoch L'chol D'yosim Achmosach. Like when Shimon receives the money, he tells back to Reuven, listen, I know I have to pay it back to you, and right now I'll tell you that whoever you want me to pay it back to, I'll pay it back to him. So when Reuven first gave over the money to Shimon, it's as if Shimon accepted upon himself right then to have to give it to whoever Reuven wants. So therefore, that's the Maisa Kinyu. When you receive the money, that's an action. So B'Shas, you're receiving the money, you're Meshabed yourself to whoever he wants. So Amalei Ravashi said back, L'Meimut V'Meimar, Elo Mayativ, so, Hiknen L'Nerlodom. If Reuven now wakes up 2 weeks later and says, listen, I just had a grandson, was just born yesterday. I want you to give the money to my grandson that was not around 2 weeks ago when I lent you the money to Lehevi Bishas Matin Mois. He was not alive 2 weeks ago when I lent you the money. So, Achinami, if so, you want to tell me, Deloy Konu, that in such a case it won't be good in my Mitzloshtan. In other words, Reuven can't go to Shimon now and tell Shimon, listen, I want you to give the money to my new grandson. That should not be good. If you tell Talmud, the only reason it works is because when Reuven first gave over the money to Shimon, it's as if Shimon right then is accepting upon himself to give it to whoever you want. But it has to be that that person is alive at that time. If the person was not alive yet, you can't give it over. The Yafidu L'Rav Meir, because even according to Rav Meir Yeshita, the Yomah that holds, Odom Makne Dovah Shaloi Bol Yerlam, you could give over something to something that's not in the world yet. Like that's always the case, usually, let's say, by Paris. If I want to sell you the fruit off my tree and the fruit didn't grow yet, I'm going to have a nice orange tree in my backyard. So I'm telling you, for this year, I'm going to sell you all the fruits that grow off the tree. So Rav Meir says you could do it. That's called Dovah Shaloi Bol Yerlam, even though the fruits are not here, but I could sell it to you. But even according to Rav Meir Yehani, Mili, when do I say that? L'dovah sheyesh n'boilam. If I want to sell it to a person that's here right now, the person is alive, so I could sell them my fruits that will grow throughout this year to the person that's here. Avol l'dovah shey n'boilam. If I want to sell it right now to a person that's not born yet, loy, that you can't do. Because b'shash, like you're making the kinyan, the two people have to be alive. There has to be a makna, a person that's giving it over, and a kind of one that's receiving it. So the two people have to be alive then. But if the person you want to give it over to is not alive yet, you can't say, I'm going to make a kinyan now to be makna to a son that's going to be born next week. You can't make such a kinyan even according to Rav Meir. So if Maimut Shlushtan works, that when I give you over the money, right then you're like saying you give it to whoever I want, it could only be good if that third person is alive right now. And the Chorot's not mashma, that's mashma any time my Mishloshchen helps. Even in the case where you want to give it over to your grandson that was just born yesterday, still you could do it. So this can't be the pshat. Elo said, then the want to say another svara. Elo Amar Rav Ashi, I'll tell you a new svara like this. Because of this enjoyment, the komishtan yulei, he changes now, bein milva yishon ala milva chadasha, between an old loan and a new loan. In other words, like this, the pshat is Reuven gave the money to Shimon. And usually you keep the money for 30 days. Now after 30 days, Reuven comes to Shimon and tells Shimon, instead of giving the money back to me, I want you now to give it over to Levi. Now Levi most probably is not going to come and ask for the money right now. It's like you now owe the money to Levi. So most probably Levi will let you hold on to the money also for a few days. So that enjoyment that you have right now, that you'll be able to hold on to the money for a few more days, that's called hano enjoyment. It's worth money. So it's as if you received money right now. So because of that enjoyment that you're getting, you could be matna. Then there is a smicha sadas. That's the Gemara says. Be hano because of this enjoyment. The kol mishtanyulei changes over right now. Bein milva yishon el milva chadosha, from an old loan to a new loan. In other words, right now, you do not have to pay it back right now. You'll be able to wait a few more days until this levy comes to collect it. So you're having enjoyment a few more days. Therefore, gomer meshabed nafshein. You finish off your mind, and you are meshabed, like you put a chiv upon yourself, to give him the money. That's why it's chal. Omalei huna ma'brei the Rav Nechemya, the Rav Ashi. So huna, the son of Rav Nechemya. Said to Rav Ashi, Elam Yativ, so what are you going to do with a tough person? The Gainhani Devei Bar Elishev. These people by Devei Bar Elishev. The Kafti Veshakli Lialti. No business with them. They come down right away and take the money. The second you owe them the money, they come with their sticks and they get the money from you. So what's going to be then? Hochinami Delei Kani, you want to tell me in such a place you won't be able to be kind of them? If my Mitzloshtan the Svar is, that since now that there's a new person to pay to, most probably he'll let you keep the money a few days, what's going to be if that new person is a strict guy that wants the money that second, and you're going to have to give it to him? Since so, there's no enjoyment involved, then the third guy should not be kinder it. The chitena, maybe you'll tell me, hochinam, it's like a true. In such a case where the new guy is a strict guy and wants the money right back, maybe he won't be kinder. So Mer says, that's not a svari, and kind of so, nosat l'dvarecha l'shurim. He's giving you words on different shiurim, different cases. And that's not the halacha. Usually when the chum says something, it applies all over. The chum don't make up a kinya that sometimes yes, sometimes no. Usually the chum says something that applies all over. So this is a kinya mid rabbanan, my mishloshton. It's not a svara that sometimes yes, sometimes no. So we're back, we don't know what the reasoning is. Why is there such a kinyan? There's no action of a kinyan here. My mitzloshtin is just that I'm telling you, instead of giving the money back to me, give it to somebody else. Why is he kinder? So tomorrow comes out, the maskoner is, Elo Amma Mazutra. Mazuta sounds like this. Hani tlasi mili. There are three things that shavinu rabbonin kihilchas sablai taima. There are three things in Ilchas Kinyanim like that the rabbonin said that's the way it is without a reason. In other words, don't go to think of the reason. The Chum have a right to make up new things. These are three things that the Chum made up without a tam. So Tosis speaks out what it means to say b'loy tam. Second Tosis, pirish mashemoyo liknois. How it works, how it actually takes place, that's without a reason. Avotam yesh lamatik chachamim. But there is a reason why the Chum made up these laws. My mishloshtim tiknish leistoch letuach alasas kinyanim. My mishloshtim they made for a reason that it should be easy to give over something like this. In other words, there's reasons why they did it. Just how does it work? That's hilchos sabloi taima. So there are three things that is hilchos without a reason. We don't know how it works. Just the Chum said that's the way it works. Rashi says v'yein tam bedovre lekach tiknu vehefke besnei nefke. That's you said hefke besnei is hefke without a reason. Mekabel, that's the way it is. Just guy was just looking at the Agoda from the they put out from their Satner Rov cell. So he says also interesting that the famous kasha. We asked four questions based on that. The shells, where's the four answers? The famous kasha. We asked four kashas, and we have right away four answers. So as the pshat is, as you say, the pesach of the night is to have a moon of pshuta and a kodesh baruch hu. We have to have a moon of pshuta. Don't go to be chayke, ask questions. You're not supposed to give so many answers. There's only one answer for everything. Avodem oyinu, v'yetenu Hashem Hashem. Hashem took us out, that's all. Why, where is Hashem? You don't have to think about these things. It's the moon of pshuta, that's the say, the pesach of the night. Without so many terutzim, you have to ask. Good to know. But the tam hadover, that's pshuta, one answer, that's all. Don't go to ask so many answers. You don't have to think, why Hashem this, why Hashem this, why. The moon of pshuta, that's all. No, hilchos sablai taima. No, that's good, because the more you ask, the more you'll understand. We're giving you an answer. We want everybody to understand Pesach Banat is a moon of pshuta. It means we accept what Hashem tells us Hashem wants us to do, a moon of pshuta. Why? Because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and he took us out with a great hand. So because of that, we makabel upon whatever Hashem wants. Just how does Hashem do this, that, that you don't have to think into so much. That's called the moon of pshuta. Okay, right. No. Right. So the Chod, the one is her. One is this halacha here. That's called the Hilchos Sablai Taima. The second case is the Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. HaKosev Kol Nechosev Lishtoi. If a man gives away a present, all his property to his wife, is Layosa. He doesn't really mean it. He doesn't give everything to his wife. Ela Petrupia. All he meant to say is let his wife go and control a little bit. She has a right to say things about it. But he doesn't really mean to give it over to her. She's not carrying her all this property, just means that she has a right to say things. As Rashi says, the svar is, a person doesn't give it to his wife instead of his son. Like the regular Yerusha goes over to the son, so to give it to your wife is not the normal case, so therefore she's not owning that patriarchus. Rashi ain't time with that, like, I can't take it. It's a svar, a person usually doesn't leave over his son and give it away to his wife. So if he gave everything away to his wife and nothing for the son, he only meant to make an apotropis, but not really she owns it. If he does, the third case is the Yomer of Chanina, and the Chanina says, Hamas Yisha Lebnei Godel, when you marry off your oldest son, Bebayis, in a house, is Kono. Automatically that house belongs to your son. No, it's not your house. But if you build a special house where you're going to make the chuppah, the chasner in, so it's an automatic svara that your son has the right to live in and own that house. So Rashi says, "Vabayis means bayis sam yuchad." Shein adabre elu asoloi lebeis chasnus. The father made a new house just to make the chasnum. So it's a svar when they make the chasnum there, the son has the right to live in that house. It remains his house. How does it work? It's a hilchos sabloi taima. But Tosfos says there is a svar for that. That's most probably what the father meant to do when he meant to build the house for his son. Most probably meant to give it over to his son. Just where was the kinyan? That's a hilchos sabloi taima. So my mitzloshta and the kid says one of these halachis without a tam, how it works. But it works. The Chum said that if Reuven tells Shimon give the money over to Levi, automatically Shimon is mechuyiv now to give it to Levi. Omalei Rab l'Rav Acha Bradlo, that kava de marika istli gaboch. I have by you, you owe me a kava, a cupful of saffron, the marika, spice. Is Yehivna Leplani, I want you to give it over to somebody else. Biape Kamino Lecho, and I'm telling you right now in front of you, Dloy Hadana B, that I'm not going to retract. In other words, Reuven has a glass of saffron by his friend Shimon. So Shimon has to give it back to Reuven. Instead of giving it to Reuven, Reuven says, give it to Levi. And Reuven tells Shimon, I'm not going to retract.
So Gemara says, Michlal, it's a raya for me, a diboy, yodabe, motzi yodabe, but if he wanted to retract, he could. So why? This is a kinyan mayim and shlosh, not going to retract. So Gemara says, okay, come, this is what he meant to say. Tavorim halolu lanitnu lechazara. No, what he meant to say is such a thing. When I say it over in front of the three of us, if all three are there and I tell you, instead of giving it to me, give it to somebody else, it's a kinyan and I can't retract anymore. For the Gemara good of Omar Rav Chodazim, the Rav already said this one time. What is that second time for? The Omar Rav Hunam Rav. Monly Biyotcha Tunul Alpani Lamai Mishloshn and Kona. He already said it then in front of three people. If I say give it over to the third person is Kainer it. So what do you have to have this new case now of a kappa de Marika? A small glass of saffron, of spice. What do you have to say this case for? So where it says, Imahi, if in this last case, Havimina, Hanimi Limatana Maruba. When would I say there's such a kinyan? When do I say my mitzvah and you need all three people to be together? Where I'm giving over a big present. Ava matana muetis, but like this case here, I'm only giving over one cup of spice, a small present. Loyli boy bifonov, maybe now I don't need all three people to be here. Maybe it would be enough if Reuben goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, listen, you owe me a cup of salt. Instead of giving me the cup of salt, give it to my friend Levi. So since it's such a small thing, maybe a person would have real smichas das just by speaking it out. Kamashma nas tachidish no. Even though it's a very small present, still you have to have all three people there. If three of them are not there, it doesn't work. Versus the case, Hanu Ginoi. There were some gardeners. The Ovid Chushbino Bahadi Adodi. They made up a cheshbin and made an account of money, what they collected, and Posh Chamisha Chomesh Istori, Zuzi. They had like $5 left over. Claude, his gardeners, they pooled the money together, and it came out to an all five with them, there's $5 extra. So what did they say? They said, Gavei Chad Minayu, Zudi Gavei Chad Minayu, one of these gardeners has an extra $5 by him. So Amulah, they told him, Yehivna Nalei Lamor Yarya, Biape Mor Yarya, give over these $5 to the owner of the property, instead they owe the owner some money, the taxes some say, they owed him some money. So they said now in front of the owner, like one gardener said to the second gardener, I want you to give those extra $5 to the owner. The Konimine, and he should be Kaina, the Konimine. And another thing. And they also made a Maisa Kinyan. Not only were they Samach and Maimon Shloshdon, but the owner went and made a Kinyan on the money. Lisoif at the end, what it came out was, also Lovat Chushbina, they made over their Cheshbin, they called their accountant down, and they went over the books, and it came out that they went over the books and they made a mistake. There was no money left over. He didn't have any extra money. So they didn't know what to do now. The owner says, listen, you promised me, you made a kingdom, you give me $5. I want those $5. The other one said, I don't have the money anymore. It's not extra money. So what do you do? Osla kaim Rav Nachman, went in front of Rav Nachman. So Nachman first told the gardener, listen, you have to pay the Baal HaMus the $5. The one thing is the Amrav Hunamarav, that there's a kingdom of Maimon Shloshtan. And since the three of you were there and you said you give $5 to the owner, you have to give it to him. The earth, and secondly, over here it's even worse. Hakoni Minochas, over here you made a kinyan. Like you let the Baal HaBos make a kinyan, or a kinyan suit or whatever it was. He made a kinyan to get the money, so he can't retract. Omale Rabbah, so Rabbah said back to Rav Nachman, that wasn't the case. He said back to him, Oto Hai Mikomala Yehivna. Is this person, the gardener, saying I don't want to give the money? The Leke Gaboy Komer. What he's complaining about is saying they made a mistake and there's no extra $5 involved. True, if there was an extra $5, I would give it. But I made a mistake. Omalai said, then Rav Nachman said, him came, if so, then the klal is kinyan betoyisu. That you made this kinyan, you said you give him $5, it was a mistake. And then the klal is, v'cho kinyan betoyis chayzer. Anytime you make a kinyan betoyis by mistake, when I said, I'll give you something, and it was a mistake, like over here, I thought I had $5 extra. But later we made the cheshbon over again, there's no extra $5, so it's a toy, so it's never a smichas das, that you have a right to retract, that's not a kinyan. Itmar learned like this, Hoylach mona leploini sheni chayev lei. Somebody uses this language. He tells a shliach, he tells his messenger, take this money to Shimon, I owe him. Hoylach mona leploini sheni chayev lei. Shimon gives over $100 to a shliach to give it to Shimon. Reuven gives $100 to give it to Shimon. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Chayei Bachri Yusei. You should know the shliach right now is Chayei Bachri Yusei. If the money gets lost, the shliach has to pay for it. No. Chayei HaMashalech HaZeh. No, the Mashalech is Chayei.
Chayev Bachrusa means the Meshaleach is Chayev. The Meshaleach, right. The Reuven that's sending the money, if something goes wrong with it, Reuven is still going to have to pay it to Shimon. But if Yimbol Achzerein Achayzer, a Chiddush. But if Reuven wants to retract now and tells the Shliach, give me back the money, he can't do. But Shmuel says, no, what's going on here? Mitoch Shechayev Bachrusoi. Since you're telling me now, when Reuven gave over the money to the Shliach, to give to Shimon, it's not considered like Shimon has the money yet. That's why Reuven is still Chayi Bachriusai. That means if the money gets lost on the way, Reuven still has to pay for it. If so, in Bolach Sechayzer, then for sure Reuven could retract. In other words, if you tell me when Reuven gives the money to the Shliach, it's considered like the Shliach is Zeicherit for Shimon, Shimon has it already. So that's why you can't retract, okay? But then Reuven should not be Chayi Bachriusai. If it gets lost on the way, it doesn't belong to Reuven anymore, Shimon's already. But once you tell him, you know, it doesn't belong to Shimon yet. Reuven still has to pay if it gets lost, so you see it's still in Reuven's possession, so then Reuven could be Chayzer. So Moses says, what's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Leima, let's say, Bar Kemiflegi. This is what they're arguing in. The Mas Sava, one holds, Hoylech Kischidami. When Reuven first told the Shliach, take this $100, he says, Hoylech, take it, he meant to say Kischidami. He's telling the Shliach right now, I want you to accept it and be kainerit for Shimon. That's what Rav holds there. That's what Shmuel holds. Don't forget. That's what Rav holds. That Holach is Kischidami. Therefore, you can't retract anymore. So once I gave it over, Rav holds, the Mashallah can't retract, can't take it back. The question is, why is the Chayi Bachriusai? So that's what Rashi says, Shalmavu loy tzivor lemaisim lazer. That the Malbush Shimon has a right to say, I never told you though to give it over to the Shliach. Because since I never told you something goes wrong on the way, that the money never gets to Shimon, Shimon has a right to complain and tell Reuven, listen, I never got my money. Because Reuven can't be Chayzer, because when Reuven, as far as Reuven is concerned, when he gave over the money, it's Herlach is Kischi. Umasov and Shmuel holds no, Herlach is Lav Kischi Dami. I just told you to take it, but not to be kernel, it's for Shimon. So therefore, it's still in Reuven's possession, and Reuven wants to retract, Reuven could retract. So when I says, Lord, that's not the pshat. I'll tell you the kulyam, everybody holds, Herlach is chidami. Everybody holds, no. When the balabas, when Reuven told the shliach, take it, he meant to say, be zeicher right now for Shimon. And so what's the machlokes over here? For ocha boke miflagi. Masava one says, lo yamrina migu. Rav says, we don't say this migu. In other words, Herlach is chidami. So really, he can't retract anymore. But why is the Chayi Bachriusai? Because we just said the Svara, the Malva has the right to say, I don't want the Shliach to take the money. I never told you to send the money with such a Shliach. So therefore, according to Rav, you can divide up the halachas. He can't retract, but if the money gets lost on the way, he has to pay for it. Umasava, Shmuel says, that doesn't make any sense. Amrina Migu. Shmuel says, no, once you tell me that he's Chayi Bachriusai, so you can't consider it as if Shimon is kind of the money. But you see, Shimon doesn't want this money. He doesn't want the Shliach to take it. So if you tell me now if it gets lost on the way, Reuven still has to pay for it, so it's illegal then to say it still belongs to Reuven, therefore Reuven could retract. But it could be everybody holds Herlach is Kischi. Tomorrow says, Tani Kavos to Rav, bring your proof to Rav. It says, Aloch, or somebody says, Herlach mon leploini, shani chayivloi. If we use one of these words, Reuven tells the Shliach, give the money over to Shimon. Or else he says, Tain mona leploini shini chayavloi. Same thing, either hoylach or tain. Another case is, hoylach mona leploini pikodin shiyesh loi biyodi. I want you to give this pikodin that I owe him. Or else, tain mona leploini pikodin shiyesh loi biyodi. Whether he says, tain hoylach, talachar is chayibach yusei. In all these cases, if the money gets lost on the way, Reuven, the one that's sending the money, still has to pay for it. He's chayibach yusei. But v'yim bo lachzer ein chayzer. But if he wants to retract, he cannot retract. So this is a riot to Rav that Rav holds. When you say Hoylech, it's really Kischi. As far as Reuven himself goes, the one that's sending the money, he meant to say, take it, and I want you right now to be kernerit for Shimon. So as far as Reuven's going, you can't retract anymore. It's like out of Reuven's reshus. He gave it over to the Shliach. The Shliach has it right now for Shimon. Just if we look at Shimon's side of the picture, if the money gets lost on the way, Shimon has a right to say, with that shliach, he sent the money. I never wanted it with that shliach. I wanted you to give me the money. So therefore, Reuven is still Chayi Bachriusai. You can divide up.
No,
it is Zachlan Shlomo Fonov. As far as Reuven goes, it's called Zachlan Shlomo Fonov. As far as Reuven's that wanted to give the money over with the shliach, that's why he can't retract. But as far as Shimon goes, he has the right to say, nothing doing. I don't want such a shliach. You should have given it to me yourself. The Gemara says, Lema, the Marakashina Pikodon. By Pikodon, Lema, let's say Lema Lein, with Sonisha, but then the Yad Acher. The question is, though, according to everybody, if it's a Pikodon, that means you're holding an object of mine, it's okay, it's called a chayv according to everybody. Like, why can't they retract? The question is, if it's a pikadon, so the svar is for sure then that a person doesn't want the pikadon to be in somebody else's hand. If I tell you to watch my object, there's kloak poda that only you should watch it and nobody else. I don't want to give it over to anybody else. See, when Reuven gives the pikadon to a shliach to give back to Shimon, how could we say Reuven can't retract? Because it's called a schus for Shimon, as if Shimon is crowned right away by a pikadon. Everybody agrees that there's a svara Shimon never wants this pikadon in somebody else's hand. That's the lashon of ein ritzonoi she'pikdoin biyad acher. For sure, Shimon does not want this pikadon in anybody else's hand. So when Reuven gives it over right away, he's doing something wrong. See, according to everybody, that Shimon, Reuven should be able to retract. This the Gemara answers the case of here is Amr Abzera kishahuch sakafen. But talking about this Reuven right now is huchza kafen, he's a bad guy. So I don't know why in the first place Shimon gave it to him, but I call upon him Shimon gave him something to watch. Now Shimon is very happy if he gives it over to somebody else, because he knows he only has what to gain in the deal. Because Reuven is a cheskas kafen, he's a big liar. So every second it's by Reuven, he's always scared, maybe Reuven will never give it back to me. So in such a case, when Reuven gives it over to a shliach to return, Shimon is also happy about that. That's the case about the kodim we're talking about over here. So since Reuven is a cheskas kafron, he lies, so therefore when he gives it over to somebody else, for sure it's a schus for Shimon, and that's why the locher is Reuven can't retract anymore. Mar says now, Rav Sheshes, Hevile, Ashrosa, Desarbali, Bemechuzah. People in Mechuzah old Rav Sheshes money. Ashrosa, Desarbali means Rav Sheshes sold them a sabla coat on credit, and they never paid him back yet. So the people of Mechuzah owes Rav Sheshes money for the coat. So Omalel Rav Yisr Bachoma. So Rav Sheshes spoke to Rav Yisr Bachoma and told him, Pahadi Diasius, when you go to the city of Mechuzah and you come home, Asinu Nalei, bring me back the money, you owe me $100. Please collect the money and give it back to me. So also Rav Yisr went to Mechuzah, Yehiv Nalei. So he told the people, look, your Rav Sheshes money. They said yes, and they gave him $100. Amrele Nikni Minoch. Then the people there said, listen, we want to make a kinyan with you right now, that in case something happens on the way, we're not responsible, we want you to be responsible. We want to get complete achrayas off. Omalu, on this, Rabbi Yosef is back in. First he says, okay, I'll do it. L'soif at the end, before he made the kinyan, ishtometlu, he just ran away without making the kinyan. Because at the end was, Rabbi Yosef was not mishabed himself, that if it gets lost, he'll be achroi, but rather let the people of Mechuzah be achroi. Kiosla Gabay, when Rabbi Yosef made it back home to Rav Sheshes, Omele Rav Sheshes told him, Shapar of Arato, you know you did very good. To Loi Shavis Nafshecho Eved Loi V'Lishmalva, that you did not make yourself to be like an Eved to those people. In other words, those people owe me the money. The Locher is a Loiver, the one that borrows the money, he's supposed to be an Eved back to the Malva. Is there a Chrayas to pay me back the money? So you do not have to accept upon yourself the achrayis of the way. It's upon them to do that.
But isn't he a shliach of Rav Sheshes, though? And since he's a shliach of Rav Sheshes, then Rav Sheshes should have assumed the responsibility.
But he didn't want to do that. No, that's what he said. I don't have to do that either. Really, they owe me the money. So I'm just making it easy for you guys to pay me back. Instead of you guys coming here to me, you could send it along with him. But the achrayis on the way, I'm not mechuyav to take the achrayis. I don't want to do that. It's your achrayis. Because really, you have to come to me yourself. So I'm just making it easy to send a shliach.
It's a shliach.
Yeah, good, but he's not mekab l'chrayis. He doesn't have to be mekab l'chrayis. Another pshat the Gemara says, Lishnach, when another lashon is, Shapra, Rav Sheshes told him, Shapra about it, so you did very good. Because the Pasuk says, Eved loiva l'yishmalva. That the loiva, the one that borrows the money, he's the Eved to the malva. In other words, the loiva is the one that has to pay back the money himself. And he doesn't have to have, the malva doesn't have to accept the chrayis. The Mal, I'll make it easy for you. You want to give me the money, send it to a shliach. But on your achrayas, though. Because you're the one that owes me the money. So you have to make sure that I see the money back. Before I see the money back, you're still mechuyav in achrayas. Right, 10 over.